girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a dude approaches you at the club dressed in a full Darth Vader suit.
Wow.
And uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hi there, honey.
Oh.
I saw you from across the room.
Okay.
And I don't know. I must be drawn to you like the Force.
Okay.
Because Yoda only won for me.
There it is.
Is that what Vader sounds like without the mask on?
Yeah. It's a Star Wars joke,
yeah,
silly.
Yeah.
You'll get it on the way home.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever you do, resist the urge to stab him with his own homemade lightsaber. Instead, tell him you think he's the droid that you've been looking for.
Oh.
And that's when you give him the number to loser line, so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hi, it's me. You see this news story about a family in Utah, and yeah, they accidentally shipped their cat back to Amazon because they were trying to return something. You know, I don't have a lot going on right now since I lost my job, so I was writing down some possible titles if they ever do a movie out of it. So here's idea number one. Scratch Me If You Can. Get it? It's a play on the DiCaprio film. Catch Me If You Can. Okay, here's the second one. Mad Max Furry Load. I think that's my favorite one. Anyway, I got like I have 18 more. You're going to love.
Don't worry, Alexis. We saved all 18 of the other cat movie puns, so you could listen off air.
I will definitely listen, yeah.
Just so people know, I didn't laugh about the cat in the box thing. I laughed because we covered the story on our show, and I know the cat ended up okay, just so you know.
But we didn't make, like, funny commentary like he was able to make about the cat story. He should probably have our jobs.
Yeah. I wish I could be as funny as
him. Yeah. Reloaded.
Good work, stranger.
Next message.
Hello, Steve. This is April calling you back on the alternate number that you provided. I am happy to give you the personal details you requested. I have black hair. I have a slender yet athletic physique. And I have a job working in IT. I now would like to request the information you promised to provide. So, what was the name of your first pet? The name of the street you lived on growing up. That way I could get to know you better and provide you some private photos.
Yeah.
I look forward to meeting you in person soon, and I want you to know I love you very much.
Those are the typical first date questions that you ask, like what was your mom's maiden name?
Yeah.
What was the name of your favorite teacher in school?
Yeah. Do you know what's funny is how many people fall for that.
He's like, well, she said I love you at the end, guys.
Did you hear she's slender with an athletic build?
I'll tell her whatever.
And with a good job.
But look, if you have a yearning to give out your personal information to a total stranger online, why not head on over to our TikTok? Even if you leave your social security number in the comments, we will not judge you.
As
long as you watch a few of our videos.
And if you do the credit card, remember to leave your security code as well.
Be thorough about that and check out our special loser line of the week, our awkward Tuesday reactions, and all the other fun stuff we have on there. No data leaks here. We promise that.
Okay. Everything is encrypted.
Yeah. That's right. Sure. Everything on the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok. Now, let's get back to the clips.
Next message.
Hey, you know, if you saw the news recently, I want you to know I am not guilty. Typical fake news type thing. Don't, like, believe what you read on social media. Don't believe what you're seeing, you know, people in your family post. Look, I was nowhere even near the convenience store that night. I don't even own a BMW. I don't even really know what they look like. So, I mean, does that sound believable? Because if it did, I want to say it just like that at my arraignment. Just let me know what you think. And again, I didn't do anything, but just want to make sure it sounds legit.
Yeah. Let me guess. He's representing himself.
I totally think the judge is going to go for that. I don't know what a BMW looks like thing.
He's like, did that sound good, Judge? All right, hold on, let me say it again.
Yeah. I think it needs to go farther. I've never even been in a car. Oh. I'm a time traveler from the 1860s. There's no way I could have pulled off this.
What's a convenience store?
Yeah, I have no clue.
I only go to inconvenience stores, actually.
Next message.
Hey, I'm looking for Darla. I hope this is the right number. This is John, by the way. I want to say sorry if I seem kind of like spacey or something, like I wasn't paying attention. I promise you I was. I got hit in the head at a softball game. This is not something made up. I promise it's true. I got hit in the head with a hot dog really hard, and it's just been doing things to my brain. Anyways, look, I really did enjoy getting to know you from what I remember. And hey, if we work out, I would love to meet your kid sometime. Timmy, right? Or Tammy? No, it wasn't a kid. It was a dog. Right? Was it a hot dog?
He's got a concussion.
Obviously, that guy is lying.
And I don't think so.
One of my co-hosts has been hit in the head with wieners multiple times, and she's just fine. I'm not going to say any names, but
I thought you were talking about yourself for a second.
Yeah.
This noggin working just great right now. Remember, you can listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time every week.
Yes.
Make sure you subscribe to the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok page. You can hear your favorite Loser Lines of the week right there. We're going to do your phone tap right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.